I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If you've kept up on the news in Haiti, you probably have a picture of gang-riddled anarchy. That's true of southern Haiti, especially in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. But we want to give you a more holistic picture of Haiti today, because Eva DeHardit for Haiti with Love says northern Haiti tells a different story. Three significant mountain ranges divide the country, and ministry in the north is not as treacherous as it is down in the south. For Haiti conducts a burn clinic, and they're committed to stay a gospel remnant for Haitians in need.
It's like two different worlds when you talk about the things that are going on in Port-au-Prince and the things in Cap Haitien, because we're just an isolated little world up there, and we kind of fly in, do our own thing, and fly home.
Pray for peace in Haiti. And a deaf girl in Uganda went from hidden at home to community in Christ. Grace is deaf, and she often stayed at home. Eventually, a tailor shop employed Grace and her brother. And then she met Rusty, a staff member with Every Child Ministries. Rusty was just out shopping, but when she met Grace and her brother, she was moved by their story. Rusty connected Grace with ECM's Family Empowerment Program for some additional income. Through ECM's ministry, Grace has also discovered joy in Christ. Mark Lucky with ECM says,
"You know, Rusty went out shopping, and yet her eyes were open to see what was happening around her instead of just, oh, I have to get this and I have to get that and then move on, which is what we tend to do when we're task-oriented. But when you're relationship-oriented, you're willing to just take that extra time."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.